Oh, the man's eyes went wide. I get it. My balcony's across from the Gagnon's. You must be a police sniper. Ooh, can I get you anything?
Just the top floor, sir, immediately.
The man was dying to please. George Harlow was a consultant, he informed Bobby, as he hastily led the way up a sweeping central staircase. He was almost always on the road. Pure dumb luck he'd been home tonight at all to let Bobby in. His brownstone was smaller, not quite as nice as the others, but he owned the whole damn thing. Drove his condominium neighbors nuts speculating what the single-family dwelling must be worth. Why, just last month, a single-family townhouse in Back Bay sold for nearly $10 million. $10 million? Yep, George's lush of a father hadn't left him such a bad inheritance after all. Of course, the property taxes were killing him. Could George please touch the police rifle? Bobby said no. They arrived at the bedroom. The vast space bore hardly any furniture, let alone art on the walls. The man must travel a lot, because Bobby had seen hotel rooms with more personality. The front wall was all glass, however, with sliders right in the middle. Perfect.
Kill the lights, he requested.
Mr. Harlow nearly giggled as he complied.
Do you have a table I could use? Nothing fancy. And a chair?
Mr. Harlow had a card table. Bobby set it up while his host rounded up a metal folding chair. Bobby's breathing had accelerated. The climb up four flights? Or the adrenaline of a night that was about to officially begin? He had now been on scene for 16 minutes. Not bad time, but not great. More guys had probably already arrived. The perimeter was getting fine-tuned. Soon another officer would show up to serve as spotter, providing two pairs of eyes. Then would come the crisis negotiation team, finally making contact. Bobby set up his Sig Sauer on the table. He cracked the sliders 1 inch, just enough for the tip of his rifle. Then he sat down in Mr. Harlow's metal chair, turned on the radio mounted in his flak vest, and started to talk into the microphone receiver that was tucked inside his ear and worked off the vibrations of his jawbone.
This is Sniper One reporting in.
Go ahead, Sniper One, Lieutenant Giacomo answered back. Bobby put his eye to the scope and finally met the Gagnon's.